Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke!
Brian! Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media here in Madison, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side for Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM, and statewide across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. In Waukesha on the Shaw, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, and so many more tremendous stations. You can learn more about those stations at civicmedia.us. That's the website. And on a Thursday afternoon, joined by William Walter. Will, how we doing? 2 days back to back. Where does Thursday rank on your most favorite version of Wednesday?
What is up, party people? It is actually my second favorite Wednesday of the week, also known as Thursday.
I would think that your first favorite Wednesday would be the actual Wednesday just because they line up and they're the correct one, but I guess not the case. We'll have to find out which one your most favorite one is.
I think I've done a pretty good job of making it obvious. If you've listened to where Monday and Wednesday and Thursday rank, it kind of answers itself.
Tuesday's the winner.
There it is. Yep. I just love Tuesdays.
Well, folks, if you want to share a tangent with Will and I on this Thursday afternoon, 844-967-2789. A little bit later in the show, we're going to be giving away two Brewers tickets to Saturday's game against the Boston Red Sox. 6:10 first pitch. Brewers giving away 30,000 Christian Yelich tumblers as well. So we'll be giving those away a little bit later in the show. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. But today, it's a high holiday for some folks out there in the listening audience, Will, and you're a little decked out. You decided to participate in the at least outfit choice for April 20th, better known as 420, and you're decked out.
Happy holidays to those who celebrate. Yes, it would be weird if it was Halloween and I didn't show up in a costume. So, I mean, get in the spirit, Luke. Come on. You wear green on St. Patrick's Day. And you wear your gear on April 20th.
I don't have any gear. So you though, you're decked out, t-shirt, hat, everything for 420. And interestingly enough, 420, not the only, not only on your mind, but also on the mind of, the Republican caucus in the state assembly? And this is my question, Will. Do you think any proposals coming out of the Wisconsin Republican-led state assembly on medicinal marijuana, are they in good faith? Are they real, or are they just a little bit of lip service paid on the quote-unquote high holiday? 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You didn't even let me get the phone number out, Will, before you jumped in on your conclusion, but share it with the people. Why do you think it's lip service?
Because it's always lip service with the Wisconsin GOP. I mean, keep in mind that last year they did something similar. I believe it was quite literally last April 20th when a Republican-authored bill creating a medical marijuana program received a public hearing, the first time any such bill has made it that far. However, it died in committee. Surprise, surprise. Even if Robin Voss claims to support or want to work on a deal that could eventually pass the legislature, Senate Republicans seem to have a different opinion. I just don't see this having any likelihood of coming to fruition. I think it's just lip service on a day where they know they have to talk about it because it sounds good for the how the party might try to reconnect with younger people in particular, you know, the party of small government, the party of hands off. When you see the numbers, 64% of Wisconsinites support legalizing marijuana for any use, according to October polling by MU Law School, while more than 80% support the idea of a medical marijuana program. The Republicans are very, very well aware that they are not just in the minority of this ideologically, they are in the extreme, extreme minority. They are very well aware of Gen Z's voting tendencies, as we will get into a little bit later with another program that the Republicans are trying to push. Surprise, surprise. But I think they are trying to take a two-front approach to this: a, win back a little bit of the young people if they can, you know, make the pitch that, look, we're reasonable, we're open to discussion, blah blah blah, blah. And at the same time combine that with their anti-voting prerogatives that
but,
we will discuss.
But later. Will, doesn't it just show even more bad faith for when they float a proposal, they act like they're on board, they have all the levers of power when it comes to passing legislation in the Wisconsin Capitol, and then actually don't advance these things beyond the lip service paid? It doesn't seem like there's any actual benefit if you're trying to truly attract those younger voters that are leaving the Republican Party in droves here in Wisconsin. It doesn't make sense just to pay lip service to it. You need to actually take action on it.
Perhaps, but I can think of another situation over the last few years where a party had the ability to pass legislation that was incredibly popular with their voting base, and then, oh, shucks, the parliamentarian swooped in and shut it down. Gosh darn it, guys, we did our best. Looks like, sorry, we tried. You know, it's not the first time that politicians will have pulled this move, and it certainly won't be the last.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how this one moves. As you mentioned last year, State Senator, I believe Mary Felskowski was the state senator that held that public hearing. That one we knew for sure was lip service because the legislative calendar was done for the year when it came to when that public hearing was held in April. They had already closed up shop. Legislators had gone home for the year. They weren't going to be coming into any more legislative sessions in 2022 when that public hearing was held. There's a lot of legislation that is theoretically supposed to get done here in 2023 still. There's a budget that needs to be passed. There are currently in floor sessions that before the budget process talking about some proposals. And I honestly thought that after the results of the April 4th election, Republicans may be realizing that they've got to somehow moderate their stance on some positions, and it feels like this one's the no-brainer. They're trying to attract more young voters to vote for Republicans.
We've been saying for years, legalizing cannabis is the no-brainer, free winning. It's the free space in a bingo card, and they just refuse to take advantage of it.
But to me, that's just nonsense. Why would you? Okay, if you are, I'm not really one to get in the mindset of some of these individuals behind closed doors that are consulting GOP officials here in Wisconsin. But it would just make sense. This is something that we are an island in Wisconsin. All the other states around us besides Iowa have at least medicinal, if not moving towards recreational marijuana in all of their states. Michigan, Minnesota, Illinois. This is a no-brainer that the GOP could try to get the correct stance on. They could go in the right direction. They could attract more younger voters. Want to hear what you have to say. 844-967-2789. Is this Lucy with the football? Is this Robin Voss with the legislation just putting it out there, floating this proposal and just going to say, never mind, we thought about it, we're not going to do it anymore? Want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined by William Walter on a Thursday afternoon. Will decked out in the 420 gear because today, April 20th, the holiday that seems to be a pattern now, Will, that some of these proposals or public hearings are being floated on now. And I don't completely disagree with you, but to me it just makes sense that
did you see the Robin Voss quote? We are not Illinois, we are not California, we are not Colorado, we are a state that's at best purple, and purple is not legalization of recreational marijuana. That's, you know, of course I have to note that Wisconsin does remain an outlier nationally. with medical marijuana legal in 38 states and recreational legal in 21.
Yeah, and Colorado is still a relatively newer, bluer state. Like, Colorado is still pretty purple. They're probably farther away from purple than they have been in some recent time. But there are plenty of purple states that are passing medicinal marijuana or recreational marijuana policies. And to act like this is something that a purple state wouldn't do when we are one of the last 12 states to pass medicinal marijuana, that's obvious. Like, it's not just 12 purple states left. There's deep red states that have passed medicinal marijuana. And so to act like this is something, oh, well, we can't do as Wisconsin because we're not Illinois. We're not California. Like, that is just nonsense. Want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. We got Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, what are your thoughts on this Thursday afternoon?
So, you know, guys, I'm foreigner. So, and I really don't understand how does it really works. I mean, if 65% of people saying we want something, and those, doesn't matter who they are, the Republican, Democrats, whoever, Greens, Reds, they represent our opinion and desires, right? So where's the disconnect? Isn't it supposed to go straight forward to some sort of ruling if people want and you represent my desires? I mean, how they can explain that they're not doing what people want, even though they work for people?
Yeah,
that is an excellent question, democracy, Karina. Sure, representatives are supposed to represent the people who elect them. Unfortunately, with the extreme gerrymandering we have in the state of Wisconsin, we're kind of at a point where representatives choose their voters rather than the voters choosing their representatives, and that leads to situations like this.
Yeah, we are a Republican government, as in we are a republic. We elect members to represent us in these legislative bodies, and they are supposed to do the work of the people. They are supposed to work on our behalf. When they see an issue that is supported by 60, 65, 70, 75, 80% of the population.
8 out of 10 people.
Yes, 8 out of 10. And when they see an issue like that, they're supposed to go and advance the will of the people, but we've got a lot of, you know, lobbying, outside interests, special interests that get to say a little bit more than the average citizen. And therefore, folks like Robin Voss tend to put their feet up and not act on issues like this. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. We want to hear your thoughts on this Thursday afternoon. 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
Smoke weed every day.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined on a Thursday afternoon on 420 by William Walter, talking about a legislative proposal that maybe be coming out of the Republican-led State Assembly here in Wisconsin. Will's thinking it's just lip service, that this isn't real, this isn't going to be anything more than something we talk about today, and once we move beyond today, it's gone.
So you know what,
Luke,
now
forever.
That I think about it, what is Robin Voss's, you know, one weakness? What does he desire more than anything else in the world?
To retire and become a snowbird. But before he can do that, he wants to really make sure that he changes the tax bracket here in Wisconsin so that it attracts more snowbirds.
There you go. He wants to bring snowbirds to the state of Wisconsin. And perhaps that's his angle in this, is he knows that elderly people that might have, you know, medical issues that pharmaceutical industry is trying to, you know, pop them up on as many pills as possible to handle, but they find that medicinal marijuana is significantly more effective or efficient or just better for them. Maybe he wants to win those people over now, and he's finally realizing, oh, I've been on the wrong side of history for my entire life.
Yeah, but then that might lead to, you know, a slippery slope of him realizing he's been on the wrong side of history for a lot of number of issues, not just this one. Who
maybe
knows?
Maybe it's wishful thinking on my part. Yeah. I seem to be doing that a lot lately, according to you.
We want to hear what your thoughts are on this subject. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We got Maggie Dawn calling in. Maggie, what's on your mind this Thursday afternoon?
Hey, guys. Happy 420 day. I just wanted to say this. What I certainly hope happens is that there is a bill introduced, right? And I then hope that Democrats don't shoot ourselves in the foot by opposing it because it doesn't get us recreational marijuana. It has totally been a Democratic push to get any sort of legalization. So join with them and remind voters that the credit isn't due Republicans. It has always and ever been due Democrats on this issue of personal liberties. That is where we've always been. It's about healthcare. It's about all of these things. It's about the access to the ballot box. And it has always been Democrats on the right side of this issue. We should not prevent people from getting access to marijuana because we don't have the perfect solution. We have to be willing to take measures that get us closer to the ideal solution. And I hope that we understand how to politically posture this if, in fact, we do see a bill introduced. Thanks much for the topic, guys. Have a good show.
Appreciate it, Maggie. And I have a feeling incrementalism would be completely acceptable by quite a few individuals. I think there would be a probably single-digit number of legislators voting against this. If this is something that the Republican caucus can get behind to the point where it hits the assembly floor, and both Republicans and Democrats can agree on it, I have a feeling there's probably only a handful of like far, far right Republicans on this issue at that point that would vote against it. I think it would be very bipartisan in the state assembly and state senate. I think it would be a no-brainer for Governor Tony Evers to sign.
For Governor Evers, certainly. I don't think it's as likely that many Republicans will agree. I think a lot of these elderly white men still have the
But they get in line.
Mindset that it's a gateway drug, and if you allow this, what's next? You know.
But if it's medicinal, is truly where they're landing, and they want to advance a proposal forward for medicinal, I don't believe that is a step. I think we've seen enough case studies. Like, states are the democracies, laboratories of democracy around the country, and we have seen enough states that this is a positive thing for both medicinal and recreational. That adult use is acceptable in ways that when you create this industry and you regulate it and you do all the things that you need to do to create the industry and oversee the industry, it's a no-brainer. It increases tax base, and the positives by far outweigh the negatives. But you absolutely could have incremental steps to address this and work your way to convince others that, well, after medicinal, yes, it makes sense to, for full legal adult use, to legalize it to recreational as well. And I have a feeling Republicans fall pretty in line. If Robin Voss allows this to go through committees and actually truly brings it to the floor, I think there's probably plenty of Republicans that maybe, yeah, there's more than I'm thinking that are the curmudgeons and have a very zero tolerance policy towards it. But I have a feeling that quite a few of the Republicans would fall in line if Robin Voss is bringing it to the floor and attempting to pass it.
Well, the irony, of course, and this is speaking anecdotally from my personal experience, but I know a lot of older white Republicans who are very, very big marijuana smokers, and they are wondering themselves, why has cannabis not been legalized for years and years and years? I don't understand this. I don't get why the party won't do this. What do you think, Luke? Because Maggie's call kind of made me think of this, that Democrats are going to try to play politics, preventing Republicans from getting a win, painting them as extremists who can't even compromise on something as popular as medicinal marijuana.
No,
and they try to shoot it down. Do you think that's possible?
I think Maggie's correct, though, that you have to say, welcome to the party. Thanks for showing up. We've been here this whole time. And yes, and not do it. This is a Republican proposal. Just make it a common sense Wisconsin proposal. We're a purple state. It makes sense. Let's do it. And say we all got it done rather than say it's a Republican or Democratic thing. Squeeze in one more caller here before the end of the break. We got CJ. CJ, what are your thoughts on the 420 holiday?
before 20. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you, CJ. We only got a couple of seconds before the break. What's on your mind?
Well, I get a couple of seconds, but that's okay. You know, the mere fact is that Republicans should pass medicinal, and the mere fact they stood up for women and women's sports, something the Democrats continue to push.
Always have to change the subjects. Come on, CJ. We're talking about the medicinal marijuana proposal here in Wisconsin. Appreciate you listening, though. 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents. Give away some Brewers tickets coming up soon. 844-967-2789. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined on a Thursday afternoon by William Walter, and you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. And got a couple more phone callers, so let's squeeze them in, Will, before we head off to our next tangent. We got Mark and Prairie du Sac calling in. Mark, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, not in Prairie du Sac today, but it's interesting that Republicans refuse to give legalization to something that's probably far less harmful than some of the contaminants they have no problem leaving in our water and approving of getting dumped into our water and into our rivers and streams. That if they're worried about the health effects, maybe they should be worried about some of those, more about some of those things as well. I mean, the forever chemicals that they don't want that regulated.
But
they don't want to.
But Mark, PFAS isn't a gateway drug. It's not going to get you hooked on other drugs. PFAS is fine.
It's just going to literally poison your bloodstream.
Pay no attention to the PFAS in the water.
You know, I smoked a bit of weed back in the day, and I haven't for a while now. But I mean, it just is. It was legalized. I mean, probably I enjoy it occasionally, but I mean, it is certainly not a gateway drug. I mean, some of these kids are going right to far more dangerous drugs than marijuana, and it is just and they have with them being illegal. So
yeah,
make it legal, and then you can regulate it.
Very tongue in cheek there, Mark. I only kid. I know that PFAS is a very serious problem, and it needs to be addressed. And I wish that that was a focus of lawmakers in the Wisconsin Capitol, more than kind of playing Lucy with the football against Charlie Brown on the issue of other things in Wisconsin like medicinal marijuana. You can be like Mark, 844-967-2789. Up next, we got Carol in Madison. Carol, what's on your mind this Thursday afternoon?
Well, a couple of things. You know, if there was a PFAS or a clean water day, they'd probably address PFAS and pull that away like Lucy in the football, too. But other than that, marijuana is a no-brainer, and they've proven time and again that they have no brains when it comes to actually carrying through on these things. It's probably 420 is probably marked on all of the alcohol lobby calendars as time to go visit the Republican legislators. And as soon as they hear from the bar owners and the alcohol lobby in the state of Wisconsin, they'll do nothing because money talks louder than polls and people. I'm hopeful that with some fair maps that might change because it might lead to more negotiation between Republicans and Democrats. But I fear this is just lip service to be able to parade around. And, as soon as the day's over, life goes back to as normal with the Republicans.
All right, so
that's a great point. And that's something we've talked about for years too, Luke, is once the powers that be figure out a way that they can capitalize financially on legalized cannabis, it'll be legal overnight.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a pretty good point. The financial incentives are a big driver there. And I guess we're going to have to chalk Carol up as a lip service vote for your side of the argument on that one. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful to see it, but it'll be interesting. Well, we got another story here. Something we didn't quite get to yesterday. Broke while we were on the air. Brian and I were on the air on Tuesday. Found out that Fox News, I think it was right as we were getting off the air, actually, on Tuesday, Fox News settling for $787.5 million, Will. And you're in tears because you thought this one was going to trial.
I'm literally heartbroken.
You thought this one was going to trial. And this is what I want to hear for a chance to win some Brewers tickets with us here at Civic Media. You can listen to the Brewers. They got the day off. They were just on a 10-day road trip on the West Coast, going 7-3 on the West Coast. But they're going to be back in town in Milwaukee this weekend, hosting the Boston Red Sox. We're giving away two tickets to Saturday's game that you can listen to on Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, our flagship radio station here, a part of the Civic Media Radio Network for the Brewers. You can also catch the Brewers on WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center. I want to know, what would you spend a $787.5 million settlement on? If you settled and you kind of had that nice windfall, best story of what you would spend that nearly $450 million, what would you spend it on? Winner going to be getting two tickets to the Brewers game Saturday evening, 6:10 first pitch against the Boston Red Sox. Again, you can catch the Brewers on Civic Media, our flagship station, WISS Oshkosh Air Support in the Fox Valley, and WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, because this is a whole lot of, speaking of financial incentives, Will, this is a whole lot of money that's just going to, I hopefully think, going to shift the business model for Fox News.
It's a whole lot of money for regular people, Luke, but not for an empire like Fox.
Yeah, you don't think this is just a drop in the bucket? That's your stance on this one?
I mean, mathematically, it is.
Well,
total earnings.
It shows now, though. At least this is one of the largest settlements we've seen for a media organization like Fox News to have to pay for the news content that it was putting out over its airwaves, and so this hopefully isn't just the first slap on the wrist. In my opinion, I'm hoping that there's other lawsuits.
Well, the Smartmatic lawsuit is 2-point-something billion. It's more than double what Dominion was asking for.
I don't think it was more than double. It was 2.7. So it was just over $1.1 billion more. So gotcha. Not quite double, but definitely still, I mean, $1 billion more than this Dominion lawsuit. And so it's going to be interesting to see if Smartmatic is going to be able, when reviewing these lawsuits, as they started getting filed, Will, I recall Dominion voting machines and the Dominion being at the center of the news pieces back in the end of 2020 and 2021, when these individuals that were trying to say the election was stolen without any evidence were trying to accuse these voting machines. I don't recall Smartmatic, so I don't know if Smartmatic, what the exactly is going to be the basis of that lawsuit, if it's very similar to this Dominion one or what. But there's more lawsuits to come. There are going to be more potentially settlements coming off of the lies that Fox News knowingly aired throughout the aftermath of the 2020 election. And you think this is just a drop in the bucket? You think this is just going to pretty much move business as usual?
Look, Luke, law of large numbers, you know, math don't lie. $787.5 million is an absolute ton of money. However, the second largest settlement of a defamation payment in history, behind, of course, only Alex Jones, amounts to only 6% of Fox's 2022 total revenue. Hypothetically, let's say you earn $100,000 and you have a $6,000, you know, fine or emergency come up that you weren't prepared for. Are you happy about that? No, not at all. But is that going to change the way you live your life? Probably not, particularly when we dive into the Lever News article discussing how Fox is able to use this $787 million as a tax write-off. It's a perfect example of the cost of doing business. They recognized that the amount of money that they were situated to lose based on how many viewers needed to hear, oh, the elections are stolen, confirming the worldview they already have, rather than moving over to an OAN or you know, one of these even more extreme right-wing networks. Fox decided that we are just going to have to continue parroting this lie. Results, you know, whatever, who cares? We'll just figure it out in court. We'll pay the fine and we'll move on.
Yeah, you referenced the piece over at levernews.com. Headline, Fox can claim tax write-off for defamation settlement, written up by Julia Rock, Rebecca Burns, and Matthew Cunningham Cook. The company says it can deduct the cost of its $787 million payout to Dominion over its election lies. And so it seems that this may just be a fine that you can pay now to spout whatever lies you want. And it's not even a fine, though, because it is a settlement outside of legal court. So it's interesting enough to see that this is just a tactic that these large media organizations can take to say, all right, well, that's just the cost of doing business. That is, if we can tell whatever lies we want, if we get taken to court, we'll just settle and then we'll write it off on our taxes. Which, well, interestingly enough,
review, Luke, yep, this tax break could be as large as $213 million.
Yeah. And if it's a tax break for a write-off, it's not like the excellent television show. I don't even know if I could say it on air, but the one about a creek. The Levees do an excellent job. I don't know if it's a terrific TV show. And they talk about write-offs. They talk about tax write-offs. And they joke about, well, you just write it off. Well, who pays for it? Well, you don't pay for it. It's just a write-off. And who pays for the write-off, Will, is you and I, the U.S. taxpayers. The taxpayers are going to be the ones that cover the write-off if Fox News is able to just say, well, this is just the cost of doing business. It's something we had to pay. And they're going to get a $213 million tax break, essentially, which is,
you know, we talked about taxes this week, right, with Tuesday being tax day. We talked about how archaic the United States tax code is. This example is perfect. Federal law allows taxpayers to write off legal costs provided that they are, quote, ordinary and necessary business expenses. And the IRS has repeatedly affirmed that for major corporations, paying out settlements is just part of the cost of doing business, which leads to situations like this.
So we want to hear, what would your situation of just doing business be if you had all of a sudden, you're on the other end of this, you were on the $787 million windfall that Dominion is currently have. How would you spend that? We want to know. Best answer, going to win a pair of tickets to Saturday night's game against the Boston Red Sox. Milwaukee Brewers hosting the Red Sox. 6:10 first pitch, 844-967-2789. We got Joanne and Madison calling in. Joanne, what's on your mind this Thursday afternoon?
Hey, I can't go to the game, but I have some ways of tying all these tangents together.
Let's hear them.
The Tavern League is what's keeping those Republicans from supporting marijuana. They are bought and paid for by the Tavern League. And what we need to do is to talk to any of these tavern owners and just say, marijuana is okay. We'll drink as much as we did before, even if marijuana is on the picture. And of course, if I had that $787 million, I'd be spending it on marijuana research, which hasn't been done because it was a Schedule I drug for such a long time. And I would definitely be learning better ways to make that marijuana crop that Wisconsin could be proud of. So thanks so much, guys. Excellent show today.
Appreciate the phone call, Joanne. And you can ask states like Colorado and Oregon that both have all the way fully recreational marijuana legalized and still have terrific brewery scenes and local beer scenes. I don't think it's hurting. I don't think that that's something that the holdup should be, but it is an excellent point. There are special interests, like, say, the Tavern League, that may be behind closed doors pushing on Republican officials to keep marijuana criminalized here in
Wisconsin. Thinking about it too, Luke, like, hypothetically, even if you don't drink but your friends do, now you have an opportunity to go to their establishment. Maybe you're going to purchase food. I don't know. You have the munchies or something. This could still be beneficial for these establishments in the long run. I don't know. It just does not make any sense to me.
No, it's pretty nonsensical at this point that Wisconsin is one of 12 remaining states to pass any form of medicinal marijuana. We are one of 10 states that won't expand badger care here in Wisconsin. We are on an outlier. We are outliers in so many different regards. And Will, you're starting to convince me. It may just be lip service here on the holiday that Republicans are floating this proposal. I'm skeptical. As Joanne brought up, Tavern League, pretty powerful folks. They may be preventing anything that Robin Voss and his colleagues are discussing in their closed caucus meetings from actually hitting the assembly floor anytime soon. Folks, we want to hear your thoughts. What would you do with a $787 million settlement? Chance to win some Brewers tickets. You can listen to the Brewers here on Civic Media, WISS Oshkosh Air Support, and WRCE News from the Center. Got one more segment left in the day. Dial up those tangents, 844-967-2789.
Let's go to the beach, eat, let's go get a wave. They say, what they gonna say? Have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. Bad like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron,
welcome back. Let's go Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. You can take us with you on the go. Download the Civic Media app wherever apps are downloaded on your smart devices. Just type in Civic Media. And, Starships. We're going to get into that tangent just a little bit here, Will, but we are joined.
I've been told they're meant to fly, Luke.
They're meant to fly, and I don't know if they're meant to do what else they did today, but they did do something else, so we'll get into that story. But we're taking your tangents on what you would spend a $787 million settlement on for a chance to win two Brewers tickets to Saturday's game against the Boston Red Sox. 844-967-2789. We got Tom from McFarland calling in. Tom, what's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call, and you know, I also will not be able to take the Brewer ticket. Hello, testing. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Tom.
All right. I'm also going to be gone for Saturday, so I won't be able to take the Brewer tickets.
All right. We're just passing them down the line here.
As far as the lawsuit, this is actually going to be very bad for Fox because it's just getting started. They might be able to take a tax write-off, and I know some people are saying that their insurance will also cover it. Insurance is not going to cover malfeasance or, you know, bad faith behavior. And they just admitted that they did bad faith behavior. So I'd be surprised if their insurance is going to cover this. The Smartmatic lawsuit is essentially the same lawsuit as Dominion, just different names. So, and Smartmatic and Dominion already signed agreements with each other that whatever evidence the other has, the other company will be able to use in court. So all of the evidence that Dominion accumulated is going right to Smartmatic. So all of the anchors, they're still on the hook. Fox is still on the hook. So this is going to be written very bad for Fox in Smartmatic lawsuit. And even worse for Fox, there are already investors, shareholders, who are suing the company because, again, their management has admitted that they acted in bad faith, which is illegal in the United States if you are an officer of a corporation and you've just tanked their stock. So these companies are going to be, or Fox is going to be facing lawsuits, and it's probably going to become a class action given the amount of investors that are present. So, yeah, Fox, if I were Murdoch, I would not be sitting so pretty with this Dominion lawsuit. In fact, Dominion actually did the smart thing. They're going to be getting paid, but the other companies that are coming, they might not get paid.
Yeah, you think there's going to be a little running out of profits there that will be able to cover those costs? Yeah, I think Dominion...
There's a number of interesting points there too, Luke. Remember that Fox tried to hide that Murdoch was not just the owner of the corporation, but that he was an officer of the corporation, which the judge chastised them for about a week ago, saying, mm-hmm. You know, you intentionally lied to me. We need to send this back to discovery.
Yep.
A. B. Smartmatic has said that this is more than just about our reputation. This is about the truth. This is about making sure that Fox has to pay, not just financially, but in the court of public opinion for their extreme amounts of lies, and we will be taking this to its conclusion, though Dominion said that as well. And their lawyers are obligated to do what's best for the company itself. So I understand accepting the massive payout, but it doesn't make it any easier on me. Hopefully Smartmatic is able to kind of follow through with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Up next, we got Jack and Merrimack calling in. Jack, what's on your mind this Thursday afternoon?
Well, I'm happy to see that Fox News, that's always made the equivalence between three lies, at least had a little bit of consequence. The amount of money is, I'm sure Fox will just consider it doing business. By the way, I was, if I got a multi-$1,000 judgment against me, I'm a retired teacher, but if I got a multi-$1,000 judgment against me, I'd sure love to be able to deduct that from my income tax. But, you know, the average person can't do that.
Well, they're the payees of the lawsuit, though, as well, Jack. So they're the ones they get to write it off as an expense after the fact. We want to know, what would you spend the $737 million on, Jack? You got any ideas?
Well, if I owned that company, the first thing I'd do is find somebody that was going to keep it up. But I'd sell that company. I'd retire. I'd give a good chunk of it away to charities that are my favorites. Feeding America. A couple of music charities, things like that. And then I'd take another chunk of it, and I'd buy a sailboat and grab my sweetheart wife, and we would sail the Caribbean for a while.
There we go. Well, that is an excellent answer, Jack. Hold on the line. We're going to get your information. Evan's going to grab that, and we are going to send you to the Brewers game this weekend against the Boston Red Sox on Saturday. You can listen to the Brewers here on Civic Media, our flagship station, WISS Oshkosh Air Support, as well as WRCE News from the Center. We appreciate that phone call, Jack. Up next, we got Dick in Madison. Dick, what's on your mind today?
What's the payout to get rid of Rodgers? I'm willing to do it to get the job done.
$60 million. That's what you'd immediately cash that check and just say.
Immediately cash that check and pay whoever needs this to get this thing done, so that this soap opera is over. I'm willing to do it.
See, the Milwaukee Bucks are in the playoffs right now, Dick, and I can absolutely. I'm still a Packer fan. I love the Packers. I'm gonna tune into the Green and Gold come fall once this is all settled. But right now, you got to tune into the Milwaukee Bucks. Did you see they set a franchise record for three-pointers scored during a playoff game yesterday?
81 points
at
halftime.
Nice game.
Yeah, it was a terrific game. And no Giannis. Giannis is getting healthy on the sideline, and they're taking care of business on the hard court, on the hardwood.
Yeah, I'll give you that. They do have to get by the Celtics in the East, though.
Yeah, well, the Celtics, hopefully the Bucks can take care of business in this series, but the Celtics and the 76ers are going to have to go through each other first, thanks to the seeding. So the Bucks at least get to avoid the winner of the Sixers/Celtics matchup before they're the last ones to face them if they get that far. But we'll see. We're going to keep an eye on those Milwaukee Bucks, evening that series as well. 1-1 as it heads down to South Beach, going to Miami. This weekend, going to be taken on for Game 3, the Milwaukee Bucks and the Heat, on Saturday evening. But we're going to be covering the Brewers all weekend long here on Civic Media. They're back in town hosting the Boston Red Sox. Will, did you catch any of the Milwaukee game yesterday?
I did. The Bucks game I did, yes. I watched the first half, dropped that nice 81, and then I was like, all right.
And then you had to get your outfit. Guys, you had to get your outfit all set up for the day then.
Exactly. Lay out my clothes nice and iron them so that they're ready to go. You know how it is.
And then Elon Musk earlier today launching off a very, very expensive rocket, Will, that exploded in the stratosphere. And
or as BBC News Twitter account said, quote, a rapid unscheduled disassembly.
Well, folks, this is a scheduled disassembly of Dueling Tangents. We're coming to an end. We're hitting the end of that show. Not a rapid unscheduled disassembly. If you miss any portion of the show, go check out the podcast, civicmedia.us. Click on the show tab for Dueling Tangents. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Going to be giving another set of Brewers tickets away then. Talk to y'all tomorrow.
Peace out, man.